Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Is there any chance that one day you guys will be on the same team? Not just in the All-Star game. I mean, like, for real.
In professional sports, anything can happen. So, okay. You never know.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's interesting. It's an interesting way to answer. Are you enjoying being in Boston?
Yeah.
It's like it there?
Yeah, it's new for me. Very new.
What's new about it?
My role, just, getting an understanding of where I want to be going forward within our team, my leadership role.
What did he say there about playing with LeBron again? Anything's possible!
NBC Sports Boston will tell you, anything is possible.
Is there any chance that one day you guys will be on the same team? Not just in the All-Star game. I mean, like, for real.
In professional sports, anything can happen. So,
anything can happen!
Everything is awesome!
617-779-0985. We are minutes away from Tom Brady speaking in Foxborough. I can't give you a definitive time, a definite, answer on this, but it's going to happen soon. It'll happen within the next, I'm guessing, 20 minutes or so.
And we've been, thank you for hanging all day long. Yep. Loaded lines all day long. We appreciate it. We'll take as many calls as we can. And if you can't hear us, bang us on the app. 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Download it. Tap that app.
Such a terrific app. Get it in your app store right now, whether it's Android or
tap that app.
Apple devices. Get on that. Get the 98.5 The Sports Hub app and take us wherever you go. 617-779-0985. Charles in the car. Charles.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey.
First of all, I just want to apologize. Last time I called, I had a little slip of tongue.
You said a naughty word, Charles.
You said poo.
Yes, I did.
Naughty word.
I disagree with there was a caller who questioned pretty much the Celtics management, LeBron taking over the team, and the Celtics management is not like the other team in the league. I mean, I got confidence in Brad Stevens and Danny Ainge. But my main the point I wanted to make was, isn't it, first of all, I have no issues with LeBron coming to Boston.
Or you do have issues?
No, I have none.
Okay.
I think they'll work out their differences and make it happen. But the time frame of him releasing this so-called list is just interesting to me, because they're on the brink of being swept. The conversation is about everybody else. And then all of a sudden, LeBron finds a way to make the conversation all about him again.
How big do you think his crew is? I'm talking about business partners, representatives.
Huge.
Inner circle.
Huge.
Who he walks in an arena with, probably at least six.
But you know what?
All it takes is from one person.
But that reflects on him, though. Nobody else.
Right.
He's the man in charge of that crew. It's actually a little bit worse because he's playing in this series, but it's a little A-Rod-like. When A-Rod announced that he was going to opt out of his contract with the Yankees, and he did it in the middle of the World Series.
And it's bad for your city you're playing and living in right now, because they're there doing their live show talking about you leaving. Like, they have the teams that you're going to talk to. Even though they're going to say Cleveland will... They can pay him the most.
Bud Selig was not happy when the Red Sox were sweeping the Rockies in 07. And A-Rod comes out of nowhere with the, I got an announcement. I'm going to opt out of my contract with the Yankees. Not a fan. Not a fan. He did it on the night of Game 4, too. The night they won. They were up 3-0.
Big news.
Was Game 4 the game that Bobby Keelty hit a home run? Was that the final game of the series?
That sounds right.
Yeah. That was the night. That was the night he put that out there. Peter,
Jack McCormick get the tickets that night?
Yeah. Peter's in JP. Peter.
Guys, hi. 3 points.
Hey.
All right. Anyone who doesn't want the best player in the history of basketball on their team is insane. Okay, that's one. Brad Stevens places players like about 30 minutes a game, and I'm sure, that's the way it is. Yeah. And I'm sure LeBron James would kind of like that, because he's getting a little older. And third, I want some guy on my team that thinks the Earth is round. So,
has LeBron confirmed that he believes that?
I don't know, but there's no downside to him coming here. I really don't see it.
No, you don't want to upset what is it, the principles? You don't want to go against your principles or your enjoying the build or any of those things. That's the things you don't want to go against.
People. Yeah, you don't want to ruin Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum going forward.
Now you're
going
to ruin those guys? Please. Overstated. LeBron has never ruined anybody.
No, give me the guys that have grown and excelled and grown into superstars.
Who's he
with
ruined?
Him.
You said ruined. Who's he ruined? Name one guy he's ruined.
Kevin Love?
He's not ruined him. He's still an NBA
player.
He's
a soft Triscuit.
Good
Kevin
player.
Love better or worse than when he came there?
I think his role makes him worse in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wait, because supposed to hard serve him? He's soft serve.
So
if he
to
was
Kevin
25,
Love.
26 going there, what do you think is going to happen to a 19, 20-year-old?
Kevin Love is a wuss. This other kid's got some balls, man.
Zoe has this to stand on. Zoe's always hated Kevin Love.
I can't
Zoe
stand from day
always
one.
Thought he sucked. Just,
there's something off with him. Instead of patting his forehead. He won't mess his hair up, but pats his forehead with the towel. Oh, I'm sweating too much, and then he falls yesterday. Oh, I got to help getting up. All right,
we're anticipating Tom Brady, so we're going to take a timeout, and hopefully he is with us on the other side. Our people on the ground are telling us that Patriots practice is wrapping up. They're almost complete for the day, which means Brady will be speaking at any moment as soon as they're done. They should be coming off the field any minute. And when Brady does, he's expected to speak, and we will have it for you live. So don't go anywhere. Nate in the car on LeBron James. Hi, Nate.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
First-time caller, and you guys got my blood boiling on this, so I had to call in. I will not watch a second of Celtics basketball if LeBron James is on this team.
Oh, come on.
You're such a liar.
You're worse than Jones. You're worse than Jones. At least Jones will watch.
You lie, you watch.
At least Jones will watch an asterisk it.
I am the biggest Boston homer there is. I live and die with all four of the teams, all five, including the Revs, and I will not watch a second, and I will
call. Well, that explains it. You're a Revs fan.
Yeah. Well, for everyone that won't watch, there's like 12 more that would say, I'll take your ticket.
Come on. Don't tell me. Don't be absurd. You, if you say I don't like it, you don't like it. I get it. Don't tell me you're going to quit the team. I'm the biggest diehard Boston sports fan, and because they get the best player in the world, I quit?
It's like the
It doesn't even make sense.
I'm not watching the NFL because they don't stand for the national anthem.
You'll watch. Even if you don't like it, you'll watch reluctantly. Don't tell me you won't watch. Yeah, do you have any idea? And by the way, I had to hang up because that Bluetooth... First-time caller, don't call on the Bluetooth next time. That makes it really hard to listen to.
I got it. Sounds like that.
Really hard to hear. Do you know what the TV ratings will be? And the ticket prices will be if LeBron is here?
Secondary ticket prices.
It'll be great for the economy. Remember that Cleveland that fake Cleveland tourism video that said, our economy is driven by LeBron James. The Boston economy will be improved by LeBron. What do you got?
Robert Kraft has stepped to the podium. With a Cafe Martin hat. Great job by him wearing the hat.
Is he speaking?
Yeah, he's just giving a statement on...
Just a little statement.
On John Martin, yes. Yeah.
That's nice of him.
It's very nice of
him. Very nice of him.
Very thoughtful.
A lot of guys within the media, for people that don't know, he's a cameraman from Nesson, stricken with ALS. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the camera guys that we normally see on an everyday basis, the same guys. You know, they got the Twitter accounts up now, Moose and Glenn over at NBC Sports. They've done a fantastic job trying to raise money for John Martin and his fight for ALS. So you can buy the hats and help contribute to it.
Is he going
to
talk about anything else, or is it just related to that? What can you tell?
It was just a statement. That was it.
Okay.
It was like a 30-second statement.
All right. Brian's in Attleboro. Brian, thanks for hanging on.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
How's it going?
Yeah, so LeBron, everyone wants him. He's the best player on the planet. But what do you think Kyrie's going to do if LeBron comes in, decides, I don't want to go to Boston? Do you think... Kyrie's going to be happy when it's all said and done?
I think there may be a chance if the meeting does happen, if it does happen.
If he starts having a handful of rings and he gets
Kyrie may be in the meeting.
You think he's going to be
all right,
in
the meeting? All right,
here we go, guys. Tom Brady speaking in Foxborough. Right now. Here we go.
How you guys doing?
I had a question. Real quick. The guy on the Cubs, the interview documentary, talked a little bit about wanting to find that full resolution to resolve the play and how hard it was.
Correct.
Is that guy still there, or has he changed into a professional?
No, it's just a good process for me, and it's been fun to be out here with my teammates, and I'm excited about the year. So.
you know, every year is some different challenges, and this is good. It's been a good 3 days, and we've got to try to keep it going, be ready for camp.
Tom, in previous years, every year, OTAs, the importance of OTAs.
Yeah.
What changed this year versus all those other years where you said this is the relay the foundation of those 6-7 weeks?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously important for everybody, and you know, our coaches do a great job getting us ready, and, you know, just some personal reasons for me that, you know, but I'm here now and focus on what I need to do, as I always say. And, like I said, I'm looking forward to this year.
Tom, how would you describe things that's going on with your coach during this offseason, during the season last year?
Not at all. I mean, no.
What's your relationship like?
It's great, and we've always had a great relationship, so... You know, I've been here for a long time, and I love this team, I love this organization, and I love playing quarterback for them, and I loved it last year, and I'm having a lot of fun now, so that's obviously what's most important to me.
How was your off coming to mind as far as getting ready? Is it any different this year? You spent a little more time with your family, but
yeah.
Where are you at as far as, you know, at your age, going out here again for another season?
Yeah. It's good, you know. I always try to figure out different things I need to do in the off season to prepare myself and be the best I can be. I mean, I obviously evaluate last season and things I can do better. And I don't think this off season was any different for me. I thought about the things I need to do and focus on those things so I can be the best I could be once training camp comes.
Are you on the idea of retirement right now?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Physically?
Yeah.
Tom, how do you feel about your contract? Is that a factor in your mind?
Yeah, I've never talked about my contract. You know, I've never, you know, brought up money, I think, you know, for a lot of reasons that I've said over the years. So those things are very personal.
Tom, did the idea of retirement ever come in your mind over the last 2 months?
No.
Tom, do you feel like you're absent from earlier portion of those days, will it all impact you and hurt the team?
I hope not.
Why?
Sorry?
Why don't you? Do you feel like it will?
Well, I mean, every year has different challenges, you know. I mean, there's some years where, I mean, obviously this team has very high expectations. You know, we're trying to win every game. And, you know, that's what our goals are. So I think those things we have a lot of time to work on, literally. Figuratively, there's a long way to go, and you know, we've got a lot of work to do, and it's going to be up to us individually to prepare as best we can, and then collectively, when we come together, we do the same.
Tom, the off-season
program ends next week. Are you going to be out here with your teammates for those practices?
We're not even through today yet, so I mean, we've had a good 3 days, and we're working on the things we need to work on, and you know, that's what I always focus on. So.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, guys.
That's a no. That was a no at the end. He gave a non-answer. He would not commit
absolutely
to being back here next week.
Two things I take from that interview, or several questions. The word fun is a magic word now down there at Gillette. The tight ends talked about having fun. The quarterback now is having fun. And he just wants to get through today, which means I don't want to talk about next week, which means you are not coming. He will be in Montana with his teammates. And he talked about getting ready before he answered that. We got to do what we have to do to get ready individually before we come together again as a team.
That is a no.
It's a no.
Because if he were committed to coming in next week and continuing the offseason, he'd just say, yeah, I'll be here.
But he talked. He talked and answered more questions than I thought he was going to.
How long? Total time on that, Jim?
About 4 minutes.
About three, 4 minutes?
About 4 minutes.
Yeah, about 3 or 4 minutes.
Three more, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he said, I'm having fun now, so he wanted to put the fun thing to rest, which he did.
He said he never considered retirement in the offseason. That's
yep
important.
He answered that question, said at no point was he considering retirement.
So then that's a bad tweet by Schefter then at the beginning of that whole hubbubaloo about Tom Brady is not committed to playing in 2018, which means retiring.
No kidding, because this is what yeah you get. You will now get the defenders who say, see, Tom said he never considered retirement. You're like, I know. He wasn't actually considering retirement.
That was a quick no. Were you considering retiring?
It wasn't a bad report by Adam Schefter. Schefter was doing what was told to him.
Adam Schefter
was reporting what someone over in Brady Camp land was telling him to report.
It's like the whole Stephen A. Smith.
It's not hard to figure out people.
Yeah.
The reporters don't make these things up, but they do sometimes play along. And Schefter's like, yeah, I'll do you the solid. I'll report this for you. Probably having some doubts about it himself. He's a smart guy. Knowing that down the road, when a big story does break that's really worth something, he's going to have it.
Okay, what else?
How do you think
he did? He was catching passes
Schefter
in the game.
How do you think Schefter gets everything
right.
when free agency opens right. or anything happens?
Right.
How he gets it? Because you barter. There's a give and
ball.
A take there. You play ball.
Yeah.
That's how it works, and that's why he's one of the best.
He also deferred, talked about the contract, like to keep those things, those discussions personal. So he did stay consistent with that. He didn't give you the, you know, everybody wants a new deal, you know? A lot of guys out there making money. The league's healthy. Seems in football mode, which is good.
Yeah, but he doesn't want to show up next week.
I think that's been predetermined. Has anything changed this week to change his mind? But see, that's my point. If you're here and you're here locally, and you're in there with these guys, you got, instead of meeting Jules in the bubble, or Rob in the bubble, or throwing to Alex or Ben in the bubble, you have the opportunity to throw to 14, 15 different guys.
Tell you what, Brady's
and machine gun it off.
Brady's hair looks pretty good, huh?
He looks damn good.
It does.
Like the sideburns.
May have had an off-season touch-up.
You ever try and grow sideburns?
His whole face and hair looks plastic.
He's got that
Well,
wolf.
Yeah, I mean, he does. He's looking more and more like a Ken doll these days, but...
You know, I've broken balls with his people about, you know, the Botox end of it and the stretching and that. And they're like, it's, I swear to God to you on this, there may be some things he's done. He hasn't touched that. It's all hydration.
I don't believe it.
They're telling me it's hydration and diet.
Yeah, right.
Oh, whatever. I mean.
Because they're selling the same thing he's selling, TB12.
No, it's not those people. It's the other business people. It's, no.
People
that would know. Has to do with his, he's drinking every 5 minutes. It's crazy. It's crazy. They fall in with a bottle, and he sits there and sips it.
If you don't put anything bad in your body, you look almost perfect.
When does he pee? Does he not pee?
So at what age? What age will he get the wrinkles, despite what he puts in his body, Jim? What age?
I don't know. You see Cindy Crawford? She looks pretty good.
Yeah, and she's fake, too.
Well, I don't know. When they're putting all these creams and crap on your face. Not they put crap on your face, but you know what I'm saying. Now we're going down a wormhole. Rabbit hole.
Yeah, I think so. But Brady would not commit to being in Foxborough next week for the continuation of OTAs. This was the mandatory portion of the offseason. Next week is the voluntary portion again. Two days, Monday, Tuesday, and then Thursday, Friday. 4 days total. 4 of 5 days next week, and he would not commit to being there. Wouldn't go there. That was a question that needed to be asked, and thankfully, a reporter was able to get it in right before the end. Most important question of the day right there. Missy's in Framingham with a response to Tom Brady. Hey, Missy. Missy, my phone's not working.
We need to potter up, please.
I don't know.
There it is. Missy.
We'll try Aaron in the car. Aaron.
Hi, Aaron.
Oh, hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up?
Hey.
I have a comment about the Celtics, and I know the whole Tom Brady thing just happened. But, I just wanted to point out the possibility of maybe LeBron being a little humbled or feeling like he wants to come and be a leader to these young guys after playing with them and seeing the talent, wanting to help them develop a little bit. You know, everyone talks a lot of stuff and said, you know, making fun of him about reading The Alchemist before the game, but, you know, maybe he actually took something from that book, like got a deeper meaning from it, and he's ready to come here and play a different role than he's, you know, had in the past.
So the fact LeBron is a reader and more openly minded now, you would be more inclined to take him here in Boston because he's more of a thinker now.
Sure.
Maybe he's growing as a person.
Here we go.
Love these people.
Here's the spin. Oh, he's actually reading the book now because there's a chance he's meeting with the Celtics, so now he's actually reading the book. And he's growing from reading the book. When last week you guys were ripping him just like everybody else.
I think I might read my first book, Beetle.
LeBron,
what's the name of that? Alchemy?
LeBron has inspired Zoe to Alchemist? Pick up a book as an adult, as a grown man.
Like, what's this all about? Let's go find out.
So you were number one at ripping him when that book came out.
I think it's one
up.
Of the dumbest things he does publicly. Look at me, I'm a reader.
Jeff Howe
smart.
Has a tweet that says Tom Brady hasn't decided whether or not he'll participate in next week's voluntary OTAs.
Yeah, Karin said that too.
I don't know if it's based on... Oh, okay.
Based on
is
his
that
comments.
Based on the comment?
Yeah.
Or
I think that's
that...
how he interpreted the answer.
Yeah.
which we didn't interpret it the
same
way.
I didn't interpret it.
I'll take that as a hard no.
This is what I'm asking. Is that based on information he's getting, or is it based on that answer? Because based on that answer, I don't know that you can deduct that. I don't know that you could take that away.
I mean, he did say, well, listen, we haven't gotten through practice yet. We'll see what's going, you know, blah, blah, blah.
I don't know that you can arrive at that conclusion based on that answer. Oh, well. We'll get back to your calls. LeBron, Brady, Patriots, NBA Finals, all of that. Can I get to my Red Sox thoughts? I had Red Sox thoughts today, but I've had no time for them. Do you mind?
We've been busy.
Red Sox thoughts or tweets from minicamp?
I think we do tweets from minicamp. I think that's
hotter.
Are
they good? Or is it the same crap again?
I think we have some reports of some people leaving practice early.
Oh,
I'll have it in the headlines.
There you go.
See?
It's a way to sell the segment.
Right. Way to sell the tease.
That'll give Beatle his chance to get his Red Sox stuff.
I just have some Red Sox items that I would like to make some time for.
Tag team.
Is that okay? All right. We'll do that next.
Sports Hub Headlines.
All right. Patriots minicamp wrapping up just moments ago. Tom Brady speaking to the media, would not commit to attending the remaining voluntary OTAs next week.
We're not even through today yet. So, I mean, we've had a good 3 days and been working on the things we need to work on. And that's what I always focus on.
Tom Brady moments ago. Trey Flowers and Jason McCourty both left practice midway through today. Unknown why. Limited at practice. Malcolm Mitchell, Jonathan Jones, Cyrus Jones, Nate Ebner, Malcolm Brown, and Marcus Cannon. Yes, he was there. Limited. All right. Philadelphia 76ers and President Brian Colangelo have mutually agreed to part ways. Colangelo claims that his wife, Barbara Bottini, acted alone in the posts on social media accounts that contained information about the team. Sixers coach Brent Brown will take over basketball operations on an interim basis. Game 4 of the NBA Finals is tomorrow night in Cleveland, a must-win for the Cavs. They trail Golden State 3-0. Red Sox go for the series sweep against the Tigers tonight at Fenway. Rookie left-hander Jalen Beeks will get the start opposite Detroit's Matthew Boyd. It's a must-win situation for the Golden Knights tonight in Vegas against
Beeks versus Boyd?
That's correct.
Imagine grabbing tickets early in the year and thinking you're going to get a hell of a matchup tonight.
It is what it is. Let's go back to the Golden Knights here before I was rudely interrupted there. Home ice, Stanley Cup, Game 5 against the Washington Capitals. Must-win situation for Vegas tonight. They trail Washington 3-1, face-off a little after 8 o'clock. And this is the last tournament before the U.S. Open next weekend, opening round of the St. Jude Classic. Phil Mickelson, 1 of 6, tied atop the leaderboard at 4 under par. Headlines brought to you by Apex Entertainment. Host your next event at Apex Entertainment Center. 80,000 square feet of pure fun. ApexEntertainmentCenter.com. Mike Riley on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update in 30 minutes.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What, is there a problem?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Very non-committal answers from Tom Brady today. Didn't give us really anything all that great. Didn't want to talk about his contract. Didn't want to talk about why he wasn't at OTAs. Didn't want to talk about much of anything. And then the question that needed to be asked, he said he wanted to get through today before he could talk about next week's OTAs. Jeez. Well, at least he spoke. At least he did go through with the process of speaking. Yes, Tom. Yes, Jim. Looking at Tom as I say, as I see Jim yelling. What? What do you got? Okay.
This is breaking sports news.
What the hell? What's going on?
Instant oil change on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
19 seconds ago, from the account of Adam Schefter of ESPN, this is what the tweet reads: Patriots wide receiver Julian Edelman is facing a 4-game suspension for violating the NFL's performance-enhancing substances policy. League sources tell at Field Yates and me, suspension is under appeal. More now on ESPN. Adam Schefter is reporting a rumor that we touched on for a moment yesterday. That rumor being that Julian Edelman was facing a 4-game suspension for PEDs. Schefter reporting that he is in fact facing that suspension, and that currently there is an appeal happening. The suspension, 4-game ban against Julian Edelman, is under appeal. Should we go back and rewind what we said about it yesterday?
Because I feel exactly the same way as I do yesterday.
I do too, and I'm glad I said it before it happened.
Get that knee right.
I'm glad I had that take before this went down.
It's shocking it came out 5 seconds after Tom Brady got done speaking, by the way.
Oh, isn't that convenient how that happened?
I think we knew
this
weekend.
What did we just tell you last segment? If we could just rewind our show. If we could rewind to what we said about Schefter playing ball with Brady. Yeah, so Brady just spoke 10 minutes or 20 minutes ago now. And now you've got this report. Again, Julian Edelman facing a 4-game suspension for PEDs. Allow me to repeat myself. If Julian Edelman comes back in week 5 and he is the same exact player he was post-ACL reconstruction that he was pre-ACL injury, a 4-game ban for PED use, in my opinion, is worth it.
He's going to be a beast when he comes back. I mean, he's back already.
You know my thoughts on PEDs. I have been entirely consistent about PEDs in all sports. And on top of that, I am so happy that I am someone that has been consistent on Peyton Manning's alleged PED use, to which I have always said, good for him. It allowed him to get back on the field and continue his career.
Right.
If that's not a case that proves there is some value in PEDs, I don't know what case there is for it.
I agree with you based on Manning, and I have the same opinion on Manning. But
now, no,
this
first,
opens it up for the deflategators here.
Where are all those? This opens it up.
How so?
What does this have to do with deflategate?
If the league suspends him and he doesn't serve, and he has to serve time,
yeah,
then Manning should have served time.
But Manning,
see, I don't think Manning.
Hold on a second. Manning didn't test positive.
Well, he should have. Well, I mean, we got. Do we really need to go through the Peyton Manning stuff again?
Can I tell you what my biggest gripe is?
Sure.
How did you get caught?
It's probably not a... We got to see what it is first. You could take cough syrup and get suspended. I swear to God you can. Cough syrup is not on the approved list.
Come on,
Beetle.
Guy goes
I'm
and gets his ACL done. We're thinking he may have all
I'd
of a
shoot
sudden.
That thing up with 8 different things if you tell me I'm going to come back bigger, faster,
of course. Stronger. And you know what? I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I'm not going to fault the guy. I'm not going to rip the guy. And we've always said, oh, look at this guy coming back from the ACL strike. What kind of training was he doing?
Yeah, the guy who called in yesterday, that's a pretty good information because we were actually talking about it prior to it.
Have you heard that rumor? No.
I was on the phone this morning on the way in as to when this thing was going to get announced.
No, I haven't heard
But I was
that.
Told that they can't announce it until it goes into a pill. Meaning the league
well,
can't...
Well, the league... This is not the league announcing it. This is him finding out from a source, and I don't think the league would have leaked it. It sounds to me like it came from Edelman's side of things.
And I think some of this got out from the weekend, and it was the Best Buddies weekend. Where he was in contact with a lot of people.
Who was at that game?
Guy gets Julian Edelman.
Who else was at that game?
Adam Schefter.
Wow.
And Tom Brady was at that game, throwing passes to both of them. 2009 was the year that Julian Edelman came into the National Football League. Here we are in 2018, going into what, his 10th year, and he now gets popped for PEDs. And it's like, oh, it could have been cough syrup? Come on! I got no issue with him.
I didn't say he's taking cough syrup. I'm just telling you.
If true, I believe it's legit PEDs.
Yeah.
And he was doing it to get back on the field after ripping up his ACL, and I have zero issue with that.
I take it.
Because I've always had zero issue with that. But it's going to be hard for all those footy pajama Patriot Peyton Manning haters that were, oh, what about Peyton's PEDs? They come down on Brady, but they don't come down on... Yeah, now you're going to have to twist yourself back into a pretzel to defend Julian Edelman. Me, I'm free and clear, baby. I got a free, clear conscience on this one because if there's ever been a more consistent guy on PEDs than me, I'd like to meet him.
We should do a Wells report again tomorrow.
Yeah, Brady doesn't need to be here at the OTAs thrown to any of these guys, right?
Right. See, no, but now, does this change?
Now you don't have Edelman against the Texans, tough defense, Jaguars, tough defense, Dolphins, tough defense, and the Lions who have...
Oh,
Oh, my God, you're starting 0-4. What are we going to do?
That's a different conversation.
Oh, yeah, just throw it. It's all just nothing, right?
Well, I'm just talking about whether or not you agree with a guy using PEDs. You're going to rip him for
it. Let's see what it is.
I don't rip guys for using PEDs. Yeah. That's not my deal. Never done it.
No, rip them for getting caught when they have four tough games out of the box.
That's what I said. That's my question. How'd you get bagged? Everyone does this stuff. And I'm telling you, there are a lot of guys in this league that do stuff and don't get caught.
You got to hide the urine.
You got to get somebody better. What's the TB12 PED regimen? The TB12 clinic? What did you get prescribed down there?
Alex got to have stuff. He's got to have...
What did you get? How did they not... you can't advertise that as part of the clinic, Tom. How to avoid detection.
They sell clear T at GNC for you to pop these tests, man. I mean, Alex has got to have stuff better than this.
You got injured Kenny Britt. You got suspended Julian Edelman. You got injured Malcolm Mitchell.
You still Matt Slater? You throw him a post route or
even
go
Braxton
route?
Berrios is injured.
Jordan Matthews time.
Probably not 13-3 now. Yeah. Probably more 12-3.
You got him starting 2-2?
I don't even know who they play.
What time did that guy call us yesterday? Can we go back and replay that?
Somebody just tweeted me him about him.
Through your recall?
I don't recall. We didn't laugh at him and hang up on him.
Definitely didn't do that. I gave a long pause. You said, did you hear that? I gave a long pause and said, no.
And I yelled at the intern for taking that call.
And then I'm like,
we've got to screw
I didn't know you guys had any inside information on the whole deal.
We didn't have any inside
information. If somebody called and said, you know what, Jason Tatum's going to test positive, should we take that call?
Well, we didn't have any inside information.
I had calls into me asking if I heard it.
And I don't think you had even heard it yet. This is one of those rare instances where someone beat Zoe to hearing something. Because you looked at me and I'm like nodding my head like, eh. And so I was like, what?
As long as everyone's having fun.
It's a good thing they got that 5'8 slot guy for
Braxton Berrios. Yeah, he's hurt, though.
What number's he wearing?
He's hurt.
What number's
Julian
he,
Edelman, according to Adam Schefter, currently facing a 4-game ban for PEDs. Damn it, there go my Red Sox thoughts today.
Oh, well.
There go those.
We'll go with the hot takes.
Thoughts on the
kid. We'll go with the stuff that's hot.
The Beaks pitching tonight. The idiots with the cell phones.
Beaks
the game
Bart.
Last night.
Beaks and Bart. Who's the
Sox
pitchers?
Have 100 games left. Man. I think I'm going to come back in at 6 o'clock and be an extra co-host
all
on
you
the baseball
do,
show.
All you got to do is say
they'll welcome me.
You get the baseball
I need
reporters.
To be welcomed where they're willing to talk some Red Sox.
All you got
to
do, all you gotta
617-779.
All you got to do is go 50.
Let's go batter up.
Hey, do you know all they have to do is go 500 the rest of the way and they win 93 games?
I know these things. I know these things.
There's our hot sports take.
Edelman facing a 4-game PED ban. Felger Mouse will be all over that at 2 o'clock. Today's takeaways are next.
Afternoons at 2, Felger and Mouse.
You trade Jimmy Garoppolo to continue to win championships with Tom Brady. So get back to me in January. I don't want to hear. I mean, you'll do it. But if Patriots start out 9-1 or they're going to win the division, how do you like your OTAs now? I don't want to hear it. That's not the standard. That's not why you keep Tom Brady. You keep Tom Brady to go to Super Bowls. If you go to the Super Bowls, come back and put it in my face. These 3 years of Brady, you better hit. Because if you don't, now you've got nothing out of the 3 years and you traded the future. And the standard is Super Bowls, not the Jets. Give me a break.
Felger and Mouse. 98.5, a sports hub. They give.
Give it to me.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, time for today's takeaways brought to you by Week in 180 Weight Loss. Take away your excess weight for life. The official weight loss program of your Boston Red Sox. Weekin180weightloss.com. All right.
If you're just joining us, the breaking news just minutes ago, Julian Edelman facing a 4-game suspension from the NFL for PED use. It's currently under appeal. That is according to a report from Adam Schefter, who played in a flag football game with Brady and Edelman on Friday night at Harvard Stadium. So that's the report that we have at this hour. I don't know that we'll hear from anybody else now that conveniently all that media availability that's been going on all week, Bill Belichick spoke the last 3 straight days. Tom Brady spoke in his only availability a little after 1:20 today, and within minutes of that being over, Adam Schefter has the green light to go ahead with the report. Unbelievable. It's unbelievable how orchestrated some of these things are.
It's great to have that control.
It's horse trading is what it is.
It sure is.
I'll trade you the report. You do me a solid down the road. Here, here's the latest.
There you go.
I'm getting suspended for PEDs. It's going to be out there eventually.
Was Field Yates at it first or Schefter?
Field Yates and him. It was a joint report. So
the history of Yates.
Credit to Field Yates as well.
Good guy.
He's very plugged in. So there's the report. Edelman, 4-game suspension. I get it. I understand it. I don't fault the player for doing PEDs, wanting to come back from something as severe as ACL reconstruction and doing it at his age. Where he's been in the league for a decade, I don't blame a player at all for doing that.
Don't forget he's going to be allowed to train with the team the entire preseason.
Yeah.
So he's going to be able to play in preseason games, he's going to be able to train, get ready, step away for a month, and then come back week five fresh as lettuce, and like Brady did against Cleveland.
Listen, I'm not going to talk it up as a positive.
No, it's not a positive.
But I understand it. Do I think it's worth it? I'll tell you what, if he comes back, you know, we talked about, hey, if you're going to miss OTAs, Brady, you better come back and be damn good, and he was. If you're going to get suspended for 4 games for doing PEDs, Edelman, you better come back week five and look like the same guy. And if that's the case, then I think you can forgive him for it. I think you can.
From the personal standpoint, it saves him.
It's actually a plus.
It saves him against some of the better defenses in the league. It hurts his team that you won't have him against the better defenses in the league. You remember Welker coming off the knee. He kind of wasn't the same right away. It took him a while to get going. It's probably going to take Edelman, you know, into half the year to really crank this thing up. But from people I talked to, he looks like the joke was, you know, like from Wedding Crashers, looks like a racehorse on steroids. joke's on you.
He's looked good. He's looked explosive. Yeah, it's the PEDs. He looks fabulous.
Looks like a nut job out there.
Looks like Rodney Harrison.
here's my take on
his career.
Based on what the quarterback said at the end of his presser.
Yeah.
We just want to get through today. Was getting through today meaning I know the news of Julian? And then we're going to reassess some things in his own mind and approach?
No.
Because I think it should. Because now you got to get ready to throw to Dorsett, Kenny Britt. Yeah, you know, we had a Malcolm Mitchell sighting today. I don't know how healthy he is. Everybody else seems like the tight end's back. Maybe the quarterback should stick around and throw some OTAs next week. And start to develop that bond that he's had for only 3 days with what he's thrown to now. You see what I'm saying? If you're staying in Brookline and you're in the area and you're driving to TB12 to work out, why should you put any extra effort and mental anguish to go to the bubble, sit there and wait, and wonder what your team's doing, and wait for two guys to show up to throw to, as opposed to throwing to 14 to 15 guys in unison and rhythm, and get in there and have an actual pass skill against somebody with helmets on? Just my history in the league, it makes you a better player.
All right, let's get to what happened yesterday on this very show. We were tipped off by a caller.
Good caller.
Hot take on Julian Edelman from Cameron in Quincy. Cam.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Long time
listener. Heard there could be some potential suspension coming down for PEDs. Wanted to know what you guys thought.
What sport and who?
Julian Edelman.
Oh. So the best of both worlds.
You heard anything?
No.
Oh, God, no.
All right.
Nope. Not much of a hot take there. Have you heard anything, Beetle? No.
It wasn't like a resounding no. It was, no.
The sneaky no. No. I haven't heard anything like that. I haven't heard.
I'm just getting nervous.
Hot take on Julian Edelman. Oh, I thought that was a pause.
What sport and who?
What sport and who?
Well, I just don't want to slap the steroid tag on anybody. Let's be clear on who we're placing this on.
I say hot take on Julian Edelman. He says, I've heard about a PED suspension coming down. What sport and who? Who are we talking about? Talking about Julian Edelman. That's what he called about. Yeah. So that's the deal. Cam and Quincy. Cameron and Quincy with the hot tip on Edelman 24 hours ago.
We got 51 seconds. You got a baseball take?
Ness, you need an extra co-host tonight, 6 p.m.?
Red Sox won 4 in a row.
Come back.
They
hey,
go
quick.
500, rest Jalen of the way, to get 93 wins.
Jalen Beeks was pitching when I went to the Paw Sox game, had the pitch clock, 12 seconds per pitch every time. Let's see how quick he pitches
worth
tonight.
Worth watching tonight.
That's a nice little tidbit.
How
sneaky
fast
good
does
baseball
Beeks
take
work? And put your damn cell phones away, Red Sox fans. You look like children with the flashlights 12? On last night.
It was elementary kid night out there.
Maybe that was why it happened. What? Put your phones away. Ron Gardner. Okay, bye. See you tomorrow. Belgrade.